1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Herbie and Dane.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on the Riverina's Hit 93.1.
Being a parent, they say, is one of the most rewarding things you can do in your life, but also can be one of the most challenging things. And us being kids, you can look at your parents and go, yeah, we've given them a few challenges over the years.
Still do.
And I know one of the challenges that growing up at home with four brothers that we gave mum and dad was we'd eat all the food. We love to eat all the food, and especially the sweet stuff. Everyone likes the sweet stuff.
Was it always in the shopping, or was it a special treat when you guys were well behaved? The sweet stuff.
Oh no! They could never put it in our eyesight.
Oh really?
No! Oh my gosh!
You'd be gone in a heartbeat.
As soon as we saw something, we'd eat it.
Oh,
so
wow.
They had to go to very difficult tasks and ways to actually hide the sweets from us. And don't get me wrong, I found every little hidey hole. They put it up higher, I'd climb. The amount of times I got caught climbing the pantry when they opened the door was ridiculous.
Little Herb's got to eat.
And then that's what I want to speak about this morning, because a mum has taken to Facebook, and she's an Aussie mum, and all these Aussie mums have now jumped on board to share their ideas, because they say, look, we love our kids, but having a sweet tooth in kids is very hard, because we want to have a lot of sweet stuff, but we're trying to teach our kids you shouldn't be having them. So we have to go to extreme lengths to hide all the sweet desserts and yummy, delicious foods that they like.
Okay.
Now, I know mum used to have a few hidey holes. She'd put them in certain containers and all these items you think we wouldn't look in, like condiments, but empty them out and put in lollies and chocolate.
Okay.
We found them eventually.
Yeah.
But this one mum, she took to Facebook and shared a photo of a plastic container, and the wrapping is pasta. So it looks like there's pasta in there, not cooked.
Yep.
Now, she said for the last 3 years, that's been her hidey hole. No one in her family, not even her husband, has checked inside that container, which has got so much chocolate.
Wow.
And this opened a can of worms. Because after that was posted, it initiated conversation with all these other Aussie mums that shared their nifty ideas and tricks. One lady shared a picture of a pad packet, and it was open, inside no pads, lollies instead.
There you go. That's somewhere blokes wouldn't normally look.
No, you wouldn't think of a bloke if they are. I've got a few questions heading their
way. Definitely.
Bookcase behind all the books. Kids aren't hitting novels up at a young age, so she's got all the big books, and behind that is some lint chocolate.
Okay.
Get in my belly. Did your mum ever have any hidey holes?
Not that I can remember.
She gave you all the treats, didn't she?
I got
You're
looked
such
after.
A
I don't
mummy's
that.
Boy.
I didn't have to search for any, but we didn't have a lot of sweets growing up anyway, so.
You're just one lucky kid, aren't you? You lived the life we all want to live.
Well, that's ridiculous. I struggled. They're a blue-collar family. You make it sound like I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth.
This morning, not the case. A little bit.
Definitely not.
This morning we want to find out on 13, 12, 16, where do you hide treats? Now, we have put a little post up at our Hit Instagram page, so you can comment there. We've had some good responses, and I know you don't want to give any away if your kids are listening. So maybe they've moved out and this was your old hidey hole. Get involved, 13, 12, 16. Where do you hide treats from your kids? Now, a few people have taken to Instagram. We've got Sarah has said, in my Greek yogurt container.
Oh, good one.
Smart one, because kids don't love Greek yogurt normally. Michaela, in the bedside drawer that they know not to open.
Oh, the sneaky one.
And Brooke has said, in the crisper with the veggies, which a few people on Facebook said that as well.
Well, do you want to go there as a kid? a good friend of the show, Jacob from Wagga, mate. Where did your parents hide the treats? Or do you have a hiding place yourself?
Oh, mate, it's me, mate. I got four demons of children.
And they all like a couple of sweets?
Oh, mate, I can't keep nothing in my house.
Yep, it sounds like my household growing up. So where do you hide them?
Whenever the kids do a little bit of mischief at school, the school sends a letter home. And I've got a coffee table and it's got a couple of drawers in it. So I stick all the letters in this drawer and I tell the kids, if I open this drawer and I see a letter that has something naughty on it, then they get a punishment. So they don't open the drawer.
Oh, clever. I like it. I like it, Jacob.
What treats do you hide in there?
Oh, Doritos, mustard. Chocolate.
Everything not for the kids, just for you.
Everything that I don't want them to get, mate.
Do you sort of sometimes hope that they get in a little bit of trouble so you have more notes to add to this collection?
Oh, mate, I don't need to hope.
Herbie and Dane. The Riverina's Hit 93.1.
We're about to give you a little clue for Alpha Bucks tomorrow for your chance to win $1,000, just making that a little bit easier.
One of the letters that we will be playing with is the first letter of the alphabet. A for Alpha Bucks.
A couple of times on this show, I've brought up some things that have annoyed me.
It's always to do with parking.
Yeah, cars going slow when your four-wheel drive's going over speed bumps. Why? You're designed to go over bumps. The car park next to the swimming pool, like I made a bit of room for another car to park in front, and this lady just completely disregarded it and didn't make enough room for another car. Just, it seems to be a lot of courteous issues that I find, but everyone might not have the same problem as I do.
No, and you get a little fired up about these
things. I shouldn't sweat the small stuff, but it's annoying. And this is what happened yesterday at the Wagga Marketplace, and I love visiting the marketplace. And it's got something to do with the travelators, the escalators that are there, which are very handy and useful, and I love to use them, and so does a lot of other people that visit the marketplace.
Well, you nearly have to use them if you want to go into the marketplace, unless, yeah.
Coming in from Bayliss.
Yeah.
Now, or you use the lift. My issue is with people standing on the escalator. I don't care if you stand there. That's fine. That's great. You're taking a little break. Your leg's having a little breather.
It moves
while
it
you're
for
enjoying.
You.
Exactly right. And it's quite a swift speed. What does get up my goat, and this happened yesterday, is people that don't stand to the left to allow people that would like to move on with their day walk past them.
It's the same when you're walking down a street.
Yes, exactly the same. Stick to the left and let those that need to get somewhere or perhaps have other appointments or just don't like standing around or walking slowly, let them get past you. So I hit the travelator. I was actually going down, back down to the car park. I had quite the pleasant ride up on the escalator because I was by myself. And when you're by yourself, you get to choose whether you walk or just stand there. I love that choice. But unfortunately, I had no other choice to stand on the way down. It was a couple with a trolley, and they just blocked both sort of sides. So the trolley was sort of to the left, which was great. I loved that.
Yeah.
But then they were standing side by side at the pushing end of the trolley.
See, I do think, I'm with you, it's so annoying, but when trolleys are involved, sometimes you do have to be patient. Because I know I've been travelling a lot when I go back to Melbourne with a suitcase, and sometimes you can't help it. Like, they can squeeze past, but there's only so much room you can give, so people really need to just breathe at some stage.
Look, that's great advice, and I need to take that on board, but it's not going to help me because your trolley can still be far enough to the left that you can get past it.
Yeah, no, I get there is space, and it does grow my gears when you can't get past, but there's a massive trolley. Is it the world's
Ben
worst
trolleys.
Thing?
Ban trolleys on them. Can we do that?
Well, then next time we'll hear about how you're annoyed that you can't use the trolley on the bloody escalator.
How am I supposed to get a trolley down the stairs?
Herbie and Dane. The Riverinas hit 93.1. Sew on some sequins and apply a hefty amount of tan and glitter. It's the biggest party Wagga has ever seen. The Wagga Wagga Mardi Gras, Saturday the 9th of March.
Two more sleeps, ladies and gentlemen. We are so excited for Wagga's Mardi Gras. First, there's the parade at 5 o'clock, which you are welcome to walk with us. You can register your interest at hit.com.au, but then it goes into an after party at the Victory Memorial Gardens, and we have our very own HIT VIP tent set up, which is all inclusive. We're going to cater for you, but we want you to be part of it, and you've got to do that by getting through on 13, 12, 16.
And just telling us what Mardi Gras means to you, Ariane from Wagga is on 13, 12, 16 right now. How's your weekend gearing up?
Really good. I'm getting really excited. It's the Mardi Gras is nearly here, and I've got a group of friends and I going along. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, and why is Mardi Gras important to you, Ariane?
I think it's just important for everyone to feel equality and accepted. Then, no matter what you choose in your life, you should always be accepted.
And why do you think it's so important that we're bringing it to a regional town like Wagga?
I think because there are so many people that are going to enjoy the day, and I think not everyone can always get to Sydney, even though that's an awesome event. It's going to be so great to have something so local, so accessible, and yeah, everyone will have a great time.
Yeah, well, we would love to have you along to our VIP marquee in the Victory Memorial Gardens on a Saturday night, and you and your friends are more than welcome to walk with us too during the parade if you'd like, Ariane.
Awesome, thank you, that'd be great.
We'll see you Saturday.
Herbie, thanks so much.
And the time has come, Herbie, to reveal your outfit.
That's right. Yesterday you gave me the choice of two outfits because I lost a punishment. The reward for you was you get to choose my outfit for Wagga Mardi Gras. Now, I definitely had a preference when I saw the costumes.
Yeah. Did you have a preference, Sheree?
I did. Once I saw them both, I did have a favourite.
I think when we talk about Mardi Gras this whole week, we've been saying colours and bright. And so one of them didn't necessarily scream that, but its headpiece did.
Yes.
And so if you want to check out the outfits, you can go both to our HIT Instagram and HIT Facebook page. Now, a poll's been up on Instagram for a couple of hours. Now, the votes on Insta say four people reckon I should go for the white
pearl
outfit compared to 56 people that think I should go for the pink ABBA outfit.
That's fairly telling, isn't it? That then gives an idea.
Yeah, we jumped to Facebook. Majority.
Facebook.
Facebook has gone a little bit bonkers.
Really? Sure has.
Yeah, and I actually checked it last night and it was very heavily one way.
Yeah, it is one way. I don't even know why we put an option up there, to be honest.
Well, let's reveal it right now. The outfit that Herbie will be wearing at the Wagga Wagga Mardi Gras on Saturday
is the pink ABBA outfit that scored 643 votes to the pearl one that only got Nine.
Yeah, 98% of the vote went to the pink with the floral headdress. So
I do want to point out, the pearl one was your go-to, Dan.
I did. You know why I like the pearl one? Because I was going to add some rainbow accents to it. I just thought, you know, it's shimmery, sort of like a little bit different.
Yeah.
And, of course, I wanted something a little bit blander because the flower headpiece is a lot.
The pearl outfit has actually got a couple of comments, which I did have a good chuckle at. Mm-hmm. Grace says, the first one looks like a grocery bag.
Well, that's what I was going for.
Jess has said, the white one looks like an oven bag.
It could be both of those
things. I thought
it was
a bit of a hazmat suit.
You know what? I feel like the white one didn't photograph as well, though.
That's a good point,
The shininess didn't really come across in the photo. So it did look a bit better in person, but the pink one was a favourite.
Look, you will be seeing me in the pink outfit come Saturday. If you want to check out this gorgeous number that I'm wearing with a beautiful, stunning headpiece, you can go to our Hit Facebook page. Both options are up there, but we've locked in the pink ABBA outfit with a flower headpiece that goes higher than my head could ever reach.
And now the hard part begins. I've got to dress myself now. That was easy dressing you, Herbie. Now I've got to dress myself, and that's what I'm up to.
Have you got any
that.
Ideas?
I've got a fair idea. I know what I want to do. I just got to execute, which I'm confident that I'll be able to.
Don't be afraid of going over the top. I don't think it's possible for Mardi Gras to go over the top.
I'm thinking about getting a tan.
No, this isn't a thing for you. You like doing this.
Well, I haven't had a tan in quite some time, so I'm thinking about getting a tan. And I want to know where to get some good eco-friendly glitter too.
Oh, yes.
That's important. If you're using glitter this weekend, make sure it's eco-friendly. If you know of a place, 13, 12, 16, let us know.
Get the Hit app to catch up online anytime. Dane's Quick Flick Review.
A dog makes its way home in A Dog's Way Home.
My name is Bella, and this is how I met Lucas.
She does seem to really like you.
Maybe that's a sign her home's supposed to be with me. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Based off the best-selling book by W. Bruce Cameron, A Dog's Way Home, it follows Bella, a pit bull who finds her forever home with Lucas in Denver, Colorado. But pit bulls are illegal in Denver. After a fastidious animal control officer makes it a priority to get rid of Bella, Lucas decides to send her away so she can't be harmed.
Life with Lucas was the best, but when he wasn't around, I missed him so much. It's that squirrel again. Squirrel, squirrel, squirrel!
Bella!
On the same day he goes to collect Bella from the safe house, she misses Lucas so much, she starts a 400-mile journey home.
I was very far from home, but I knew Lucas was waiting for me, and I had to go and find him.
A cute movie, and if you're a dog person, you're going to love this film. I did find myself wishing the dog would just get home already, and couldn't help but feel if Bella just stayed in the yard and did what she was told, or even listened, she would have been home much sooner.
There's one thing I know about the world. It's not the little things that matter. It's the tiny things.
Some of the CGI is a bit hit and miss, but overall this movie is perfect for the whole family and is heartwarming, at times funny, but never really goes anywhere beyond fine.
We all face things that are hard. The only thing that gets us through it are the special people in our lives. And I was never going to stop searching until I found mine.
A Dog's Way Home. 3 chuck tops out of 5. For session details and to buy tickets, check out wagga.forum6.com.au. We are playing twice a day for Alpha Bucks, so here's another clue for tomorrow for your chance to win $1,000 thanks to Club Lime.
That's right. A letter that we will be playing with tomorrow is Y.
Herbie and Dane, the Riverinas, Hit 93.1.
A debate that pops up, I kid you not, every year and between friends, family, workplaces, is the debate over toilet paper. Which way should it sit? Should it be under or over? Now, I know on this show we've spoken about it multiple times. Mm. It's just so common to speak about because it really gets people angry.
I actually have been known to switch it around if it's not my preference.
Mm.
So I'll go to the bathroom and switch it around to how I prefer to have it. And then I go back in there and bloody KB's turned it back around again, my wife KB. And it's just like rotating.
It frustrates people.
A little frustrating, yeah.
So I originally used to be an under when I was a little girl.
Okay.
And then I changed to over, not because of peer pressure, just because of preference changed over the year. But I was adamant that I was an under,
yeah.
Which isn't normally the common one. The common one is over. Okay. And I actually got our results up from a poll we did last year where we just simply asked, are you an over or are you an under person when it comes to toilet paper? Now, like I said, under, not normally the most common one. And that was correct. Only 37 people in the Riverina voted for under, while 353 voted for over.
That's overwhelming, isn't it?
But still, when you look at comments, the unders, they believe under is always the right way to go.
Okay. Well, each to their own.
It's what you say. Until now, recently, a magazine has discovered something that really finalizes this debate and you can say which way is the right way.
The hammer is down, so that means we'll no longer talk about which way is the right way.
I can guarantee people still talk about it. But now, the correct way has an argument to say, hang on, we're right.
Okay, what are they saying?
And people love being right. So Choice Magazine, they discovered a 128-year-old patent. So this is a law, nearly. Like, you can't copyright this.
Yes.
And this goes back to 1891.
That's a long time ago.
Long, long time. So what they found is it's patented September 15, 1891, and then it's got a picture of toilet paper, and it shows how it's supposed to be placed
on the roll.
It's on the roll.
Is this fair dinkum?
This is fair dinkum because the internet's blown up about it because of the people who are wrong. They don't like.
Of course they are.
So the people who are right, ladies and gentlemen, and you can take this to the grave with you. Maybe you've been debating it recently in a friendship circle. You have an answer because the people who are right are the people who like over.
Wow.
Yeah, no shocking news there. But unders, unfortunately, you got to start eating some humble pie because you're wrong.
Want more Herbie and Dane? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.